Morning.
Morning.
Okay, so we've got essentially words that describe feelings and emotions that we don't find in the English language.
That's right. English has its limitations.
Doesn't it just? Sometimes I think, but that's probably just my brain, that I can't compute into words.
Yeah, well, being a guy, it's really hard sometimes to sort of identify what's going on in there. So
We've got three words, right?
Yeah, so we have three. So the first one is from Germany. German, it's Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
That's Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Step back. We've got German expert Sam Mitchell over there. Now, what does Schadenfreude mean?
Okay, so it means pleasure in the misfortune of others.
I am very familiar with this feeling. It's a horrible thing to admit.
It is, but it's very common. I think
so
it's
so common.
Yeah, especially if someone's wronged you or something.
I normally feel it towards my younger sister. You know, with siblings, when they're getting yelled at, and you're like, yes, this is my time to shine as the favorite child.
Well, you're just glad it's not you, basically.
No, I'm actually glad it's that she is experienced. Anyway, that's a whole nother psychology session that we'll leave for another day. So it's the joy at the misfortune of others.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And like you're saying, you know, it could be towards a good person or a bad person.
Yeah,
so sometimes
okay.
It could be like a justice Schadenfreude.
Ooh.
You know, like if you're like a murderer has been sentenced to life in prison and you feel good about that, or maybe like a certain politician makes a fool of themselves. Like on a constant basis. Like every day. Just like nonstop. Like, you know, he's just like a racist, megalomaniac with stupid hair. And when things go bad for him, it feels pretty good.
Yeah. Have no idea who you're talking about there. So I like this word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and if you don't enjoy when bad things happen to good people, we have a word for that too, and it's asshole.
Oh, okay.
You're an asshole. So English, we actually have that one covered, which is great.
English is fine. English has got that one covered. Yeah. But Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude, yes.
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Excuse me.
It's going to bring Sam in every time we need to say the word.
Basically, we need Sam, yeah. Anyway. So we have a new word, and Sam's got this one. It's a French word.
Okay.
Yeah. And I took French in HSC, which means I'm an expert in that as well.
Oh, wow. Sam is just killing all the international languages this morning.
Yeah, pow. this is a phrase. Well, I love anything that sounds French, but this phrase describes a feeling that I've felt way too many times in my life.
Okay.
It is called l'esprit de l'escalier.
Uh-huh.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
That was amazing.
One more time.
You. L'esprit de l'escalier.
Oh. Okay, and what does it mean?
It means spirit of the escalator.
Okay.
All right, so I'll explain this.
I'd
compare it to like passing by a person you really hate on opposite sides of the escalator, like going up and down.
Uh-huh.
And they give you a wicked put-down insult and you're just standing there speechless. And only once you're at the top of the elevator do you think of the perfect retort to say back to them.
Yes! And it's gone.
Yeah,
and they're
already gone.
And you're like, but.
But,
and
but, but.
You're chasing them through a shopping centre, yelling at them.
Yeah.
And saying, I have something. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's the speaker escalier. Of course, it also works if someone's just telling you a joke and you think of a great punchline at the worst time.
Okay.
So it's a very flexible phrase as well.
Righto.
Yeah.
Have you ever been like so desperate that you remember the comeback and you try to bring it up again later?
Yes, yes.
Remember that time? You said that thing?
Remember? I do that all the time in fights with my boyfriend.
Oh,
I'm like, so do you remember when you said this to me? Bookmark that. Here's my response.
Yeah. 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Wow, I like that one.
Yeah.
We don't have a phrase for that in English.
Right. That's
it's
a pretty
crazy.
Nice one.
It is a nice... And say it one more time, Sam.
L'esprit de l'escalier.
Okay, see? Now we all need to learn to say that really
yes.
cool.
Yeah. We all need to learn French right now.
But Bruce has got one that he's pronouncing really well, I've got to say. It's a crazy
one.
You're
going to jinx me now. Oh. Okay. Okay, so like this is one that's very specific.
Okay.
So... a little bit of a story here. So have you ever been in a room full of people and you know, maybe locked eyes with someone and you can't really explain it, but there's like a connection.
Mm.
You both feel it and all of a sudden like the possibilities are endless. You see your whole life ahead of you.
Whoa.
Getting married, maybe having a daughter named Olive, the life you've always dreamed about.
that flash forward moment.
Yeah, it's all right there. And all you have to do is go and say hi. But, you know, instead you get drunk and nothing happens.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know this. I don't know the getting drunk part.
I am very familiar with this feeling.
This feels like a feeling that Bruce has experienced once or twice in his life.
Yes. Yeah,
the backstory
Bruce.
You had there was a little too
yeah,
detailed.
A little too specific. Yeah.
So what's the word?
They say draw on your own life. So the word is... I'm going to screw this up now. Mame hal pinatapai.
Okay.
Okay. And the language is Yagen, which I didn't know was a language.
Okay.
But It's from the indigenous, it's an indigenous language from Tierra del Fuego, which means island of fire, off an archipelago off the south coast of South America.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful word. That kind of missed connection.
I will never say again.
That you will never say. So it's essentially that connection where you're looking at someone and it's like rose petals fall from the
sky. Yeah, and you both feel it and you both want something to happen, but neither of you have the courage to do something about it.
No,
yeah.
And you're just standing there looking like fools.
Yeah, basically.
For most of you.
So it's basically,
open a little bit.
Basically the entire series of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The entire series of The Bachelor and my teenage years. That's yes, the perfect explanation of that. Wow, I love these. Mm. This is perfect. I have not a word, bit of phrase. It's like an old, I think it's like an old Russian phrase. It's like, not my monkey, not my circus. As in, this is not my problem.
Not my monkey, not my circus.
Not my monkey, not my circus.
I like that.
It's my favorite. When there's something going down and you just really don't want to deal with it because it's not your problem. This is not my monkey, not my circus. I throw that phrase in as much as humanly possible. But I'm going to start using these words too. I'm going to do it. Can we say them all one more time? Just recap. First one.
Okay, well, maybe we should get Sam to do that.
Sam's going
to
do it.
So wonderful.
Sam.
Oh, boy, okay.
And you're the one who's bilingual, Bruce. Everyone out there, Bruce does speak. You speak English.
I don't speak
English
jargon,
and,
all right? English, yep, and Spanish.
And Spanish, yeah, which is super cool. And then you speak Year 12 French, too.
Year 12 French. So, I have not touched it since, let
no,
me tell you.
I speak one phrase of French, and it was the French phrase that I used to get out of French class in Year 7. Oh, je suis fatigué. I am tired.
Je suis mal. I'm sick.
Yeah, and then we had a German exchange student stay with us for 3 months. I learnt one phrase. Ah, oh, ich bin so hungrig. I'm very hungry. That was it.
Mein Bein ist tut weh. My arm hurts. Oh, I gotta go.
You're quite good with languages, Sam.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so what were the three words again?
We have Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude, which is the pleasure in the misfortune of others.
Mm. L'esprit de l'escalier.
The spirit of the escalator. That kind of moment where you feel you, with the perfect insult or comeback.
And it's too late.
And it's too late. And the last one
is Manila Panetta Pie.
Manila Panetta Pie.
Which is that wordless yet meaningful look shed by two people who both desire to initiate something.
This is beautiful. This has given me such like a wondrous vibe this morning. I want to go and learn to speak all different languages now.
Yeah.
I won't because I'm hopeless at them. I'm really rubbish. But boys, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jess. We